We hope you are continuing to inform yourself about your employment rights so you can protect yourself at work. You're listening to the Employment Rights Online podcast, where we discuss everything employment rights and the job. Hi there. We've taken you through a mini-series on forced contract changes that lead to you losing your job. And we've explored this in detail because when you have less than 2 years' service, you don't have unfair dismissal rights, which means that you are more likely to have to get over these bad experiences and then get back into the job hunting scene again. With this in mind, we thought we would do a quick podcast episode about your CV and in particular, what you should leave off your CV to make your CV attractive so that you can get back into another job as quickly as possible. Remember, the aim of your CV is to get you through the door for an interview. Your CV doesn't get you the job. When you've just been booted out of your job, you are likely to be particularly sensitive to wanting to sell yourself to a prospective employer. And research shows that you are more likely to try and put as much information into your CV to show that you are not hiding anything from your prospective employer. But did you know that doing this can overfill your CV with information that could harm and not help your job hunting chances? So to provide some clarity, here are the top 13 things job researchers suggest you should leave off your CV to improve your chances of getting an interview. The first is your age. It's almost second nature to include your date of birth on your CV, but you should leave this off. Under the Equality Act 2010, it's illegal to discriminate based on age when hiring. So don't invite an employer to think about your age in relation to your fit for the job because you've put your date of birth on your CV. Instead, leave age-related information off your CV. The second point is to leave off your secondary school information unless you are specifically asked for it, or unless your secondary or high school information is all that stands between you and a job interview. Sometimes the time that has passed between you and your CSEs, your O-levels, your GCSEs, and dates when you completed your degrees can also give away your age. For example, if you did a degree in 1997, that gives the employer a heads up about how old you might be. And indications about your age could possibly lead to bias about whether you will be a good fit for the job or whether you'll fit in with colleagues who are already there. You can put your qualifications on your CV, but leave out the dates. Employers should be more concerned, and actually research shows that they are more concerned about what you have done and accomplished. So there is no need to feed their imagination with anything that does not showcase what you have done since leaving school. Thirdly, don't waste space peppering your CV with day-to-day tasks from previous jobs. Focus more on bigger picture achievements than simply listing daily tasks. Instead, show how your day-to-day tasks make a larger impact on the team or the company you worked for or the company you're still working for. Next, don't include the email address or phone number from your current employer. Contact information from your current employer is not necessary because you're going to provide that information in your references. Next, try to stay away from referring to yourself throughout your whole CV. Your name and contact information will be on your CV, so the employer will clearly know that you're talking about yourself. Instead, you should be writing about your experience in first-person terms. However, try to use the space as much as possible to focus on what you have done. So, for example, you could write, "Established new and innovative techniques that boosted sales by 20% over a 2-year period." And you could write that rather than writing, "I established new and innovative techniques that boosted my sales by over 20% over a 2-year period." If you write your experience the first way, you have more space to talk about your achievements because the employer already knows that you are talking about yourself. The sixth thing to leave off your CV are the jobs you've done from 10 to 15 years ago and beyond, unless, of course, you're in a profession that specifically requests this information. Old jobs won't do much in terms of getting you a job today because skills and what counts as experience has changed so much. Instead, leave off meaningless jobs from the past and stick to showcasing your most recent positions that you have held and use the limited space on your CV to say how these jobs make you a great fit for the job you are applying for. The seventh thing to leave off your CV is any personal information besides your basic contact information, which is your name, personal email, and mobile phone number or cell number. Information such as marital status, pregnancy or children, health history, height, weight, or religious affiliation is not required, and employers can't legally ask you about your personal information beyond asking you to provide your basic information anyway. So there is no need to offer up deep personal information voluntarily because all you're doing is inviting unnecessary or unhelpful conversations. Next, don't put your picture on the CV or resume. Your physical appearance is irrelevant when it comes to getting an interview or being able to do the job. It's also illegal for an employer to discriminate based on appearance. So again, don't invite unnecessary conversation here. Next, if you have to give a reason for leaving your last job or jobs, don't say anything negative about yourself or your past employers on your CV. Save this for interview when you can explain why you are considering new job opportunities in a more positive way. So on your CV, you will always try to think of a positive reason for leaving, even though you left on bad terms. So, for example, I left to pursue other opportunities, or I wanted to develop my skills and experience, so I left to pursue another job. That's the kind of thing you would put on the CV, rather than "this manager forced contract changes on me, so I left." The 10th thing to leave off your CV is the statement, "references available on request." I mean, how many times have you done that? Job researchers say that this statement is considered dated and really just takes up valuable space on your CV that could be used for something else. Obviously, you're going to provide references if the interviewer asks, so there's no need to state this on your CV. The 11th thing to leave off is your salary information. There is no need to put your current salary or your expected salary on your CV unless the employer asks for it in the job advert. The 12th thing is to leave off your social media links. You can add your LinkedIn profile with your contact information if it portrays you in a professional way that aligns with everything else on your CV and aligns with the job you are looking for. But know that once you put your social media link on your CV, you are inviting a prospective employer to look at your other social media pages. So unless you are sure that everything on those pages is for your employer's consumption, it's best to steer clear of social media links, and then if you want to, share your professional profile information in your interview. And the 13th and final thing to leave off your CV are your unrelated hobbies. If a list of your hobbies does not add to your qualifications or show how you would be a good fit for the company, then your hobbies don't belong on your CV. Instead, focus on your information specific to education, work experience, and qualifications that can be directly linked to the job you are applying for. And that's it for this week. Our takeaways for this week are that hiring managers will look at qualifications, experience, and skills. Yes, but they could also be impressed by what you know to leave off your CV. If you think of your CV as a product display label, then you will know that the label only contains the most important information that will attract you, the buyer, to pick up the product from off the shelf. With this in mind, limit your CV to the most important information, and you will be more likely to attract an employer to want to know more about you in an interview. Remember, if you need any help with anything related to breach of contract claims, CVs, or help with any other employment rights matter you may have, you can find all our support links at the bottom of the show notes for this episode. And if you would like to book a consultation with us to look at bullying or abuse which you may be suffering at work, or indeed any other employment rights concern you may have, you can email us at employmentrightsonline@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can go directly to our consultations booking page using the consultations link, which is also in the show notes. Finally, remember you can help us by sharing our podcast information with your family, friends and colleagues, and also by leaving us a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify if you enjoy our podcasts. Until next week, have the best employment rights week that you can. Bye for now.